Jefferson County resident Lacey Little caucused at Louisville's Zachary Taylor Elementary, and he was furious.
I shouldn't have to wait in these lines and stuff. I should be able to go to my same poll, my voting post I do every year that I've done for 30-some years in this neighborhood.
Reports of long lines and traffic jams across the state helped hype up Kentucky's Republican presidential caucus on Saturday, but in reality, voter turnout for the election was average, about 18%. Crowds were magnified by the fact that polls were only open for 6 hours instead of 12 hours. There were also so few caucusing sites compared to polling locations normally used in state-run elections. In Jefferson County alone, there are over 187,000 registered Republicans. Normally, there are 271 polling locations in the county, but for the caucus, there were just 9 places to vote. That's nearly 21,000 Republicans per caucus site.
Hey, how long have you been waiting?
In Bowling Green, Beth Sturchy waited patiently in a long line to cast her ballot, giving her time to think about which candidate to support.
Well, I'm still kind of on the fence, you know, with maybe either Kasich or Rubio. Not sure.
There was only one caucus site in Bowling Green's Warren County, where nearly 31,000 Republicans are registered. Lines stretched out of the building and into the parking lot in a Saturday morning drizzle. With 20 more minutes to wait, Sturchy said she'd make her decision in the booth.
Just whatever the Lord leads me to bubble in at the last minute.
The very worst crowds may have been experienced in Boone County, which also had only one caucus location and has nearly 51,000 registered Republicans.
This is where you walk in, and that's where you vote.
And then there's Fulton County, at the very tip of the toe of western Kentucky, where the one county caucus was held in a yellow colonial-style house.
We live over on the other end of the county.
Jason and Kelly Sipes of Hickman, Kentucky, on the Mississippi River, drove 30 minutes to caucus in Fulton.
I prefer the primary.
Yeah, because it doesn't have any different feel except that it's just in someone's home. It's the same process.
Yeah.
Besides having fewer places to vote, the main difference between Saturday's caucus and a conventional primary election was that the voting took place on paper ballots. But also, representatives from the campaigns are allowed to educate voters about their candidates while they wait in line. No campaign representatives showed up in Fulton, but in Lexington, reps from all four campaigns greeted voters as they crossed the threshold of Henry Clay High School. Lloyd Mullins, a semi-retired machine shop owner from Lexington, didn't like that part of the caucus.
I'm really surprised that they allowed that. That seemed like that's kind of against some kind of a law in Kentucky. I don't know what it is.
Electioneering is prohibited within 100 feet of a polling place during a state-run election, but not so during a party-run caucus.
I want to thank the people of Louisiana and the people of Kentucky. It's been just an amazing relationship.
Donald Trump narrowly won the Kentucky caucus and in his victory speech took the opportunity to diss Rand Paul.
Rand Paul, your senator in Kentucky, fought very, very hard today and for the last number of weeks, fighting us every inch of the way. And we won by quite a few votes, so I'm very, very happy about it.
Of course, the main reason Republicans decided to switch to a caucus was to allow Rand Paul to run for re-election to the Senate and the White House at the same time, a fact which is not lost on Louisville resident Lacey Little.
Why would you allow a senator to change your voting methods in the state because he wants to still be senator while he's running for president?
Kentucky Democrats will vote for a presidential nominee on May 17th. On the same day, both parties will vote in the primary election for congressional seats and the state House and Senate, among others. I'm Ryland Barton in Frankfort.